Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for being with us today. Our hope is that today's edition would be encouraging to you as you launch into your day. And today we're talking all about storms. What do you do when you're in the middle of a storm? There's an old phrase that goes something like this: you are either in a storm, going into one, or coming out of one, but there's going to be storms in our life. Recently, I was hanging out with a dear friend of mine that's been in a storm, and their faith and their encouragement was so powerful. I thought, what a great reminder of what you do in a storm. Here's the first thing. Number one, when you are in a storm, have courage. Have courage. The reason why you can have courage in the middle of a storm is because Jesus is there with you. Now, in the moment of storms, oftentimes fear will rear its ugly head, but I'm reminded of 2 Timothy 1 that says God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So have courage. Talk to Jesus in the middle of that. He's with you. Number two, take a risk. Take a risk. One of the things that people often do is they ask God to bless whatever they're doing. But instead, one of the things that I think is so powerful is to figure out, as Henry Blackaby would say, where God is always at work, where he is already at work, and then join him in that. So instead of asking God to bless whatever you're doing, jump into what God is already doing. God is already blessing, and that requires risk. Number three, stay focused. Stay focused. One of the things that happens in the middle of a storm is we're tempted to look at the storm instead of to Jesus. Do you remember Matthew chapter 14, verse 30 that says, "But when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and he began to sink and cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" Oftentimes we go the direction of whatever we're looking at. So if you're in the car and you're looking off somewhere, the car ends up going there. Well, that's the thing with our faith, that if we start looking at the problem and we start looking at the source of the storm, we'll miss focusing on Jesus. Here's the fourth thing. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. One of the things I've learned about storms is you don't need to have incredible faith. You just need to have faith in the right person, in Jesus himself. Put your faith in him. And here's the last one. Number five, praise God in the middle of the storm. Praise God in the middle of the storm. Years and years ago, I had the privilege of seeing Casting Crowns up close in concert multiple times, singing the song, "I Will Praise You in the Storm." And I love that. I love the picture that every time I would see that song in person, there'd be so many people in the crowd crying, weeping, just being ministered to, because even in the middle of the storm, even when we feel like we're sinking, even when we're scared to death, that we can learn to praise him, to thank God in the middle of the storm. And you can do that. So my question is, what storm are you facing? What is that thing that's causing you to feel like you're done, you're sunk, you're out of here? Why do you think God's allowing you to go through it? One of the things that I'm convinced of is the reason why God allows us to go through storms is the same reason he allowed the disciples to. He wants us to know that he is all we need, that he can handle anything, that he will come walking on the very thing that scares us the most. And so God's not asking us to come to him. He's coming to us. So my friend, today, if you feel like you're sinking, if you feel like you're overwhelmed, if you feel like you're done, call out to Jesus, because you'll find that he's right there with you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.